Proverbs 6, verses 20 through 23. My son, keep thy father's commandment, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thine heart, and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou wakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is a light, and the reproofs of instruction are the way of life. The Word of God is our rule of faith and life. In this passage, Solomon encourages his son to live by that with which he governs his own life, the laws and commandments of God. This is the finest thing a parent can do for his children, to lead them to the Lord and teach them to abide by the teachings of the Bible. The reason for that is made clear in this passage. The blessed Holy Spirit of God can take that word and give guidance by day, comfort by night, and refreshment for our waking moments. The best security against the encroachment of the world into our life is to be into the Word before we begin our daily duties and affairs of life. Last Sunday in church, the pastor prayed for those who were absent through sickness, indifference, travel, and whatever. He prayed that God would fan the flame of faith in their lives. As we prayed, my mind went to our fireplace, and I saw the wisdom of his prayer. Often, I have put wet logs on the fire, listened to them sizzle, and soon found that I had to fan the flame to keep it burning brightly. Left to itself, it would grow smoky and dull. But then the Lord showed me another truth. Not only does the flame of faith need to be fanned, but it needs to be fed. Even the brightest fire will soon go out if more logs are not provided. In our Christian experience, the fuel for our flame of faith is the Word of God. Hence the admonition, bind them continually upon thine heart. One of the most productive ways of doing this is through the consistent practice of the memorization of the Word of God. As I write the Word of God upon the table of my heart, the Holy Spirit feeds and nourishes my soul. My faith is fed. My spiritual life is strengthened. Other things happen. God uses His Word to give me the guidance I need on my pilgrimage through life. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. This is a blessed promise in light of the fact that I have never gone the road of this day before. I do not know what this day may bring forth, but I do know God is guiding me by His Word. David had prayed, "How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee." This is tremendously significant in light of the words of Jesus, "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow the way, which leads unto life, and few there be that find it." Educators teach us the truth as best they know it. Philosophers show us life as they see it. Politicians guide the affairs of men by governing through the laws of the land. But God guides us through the brilliance of the light of His Word. This is reliable. This is truth. This is sure. This is unchanging and eternal. If we receive the guidance of the statutes of God, our way will be clear and our path plain.